Today, a closely divided U.S. Supreme Court upheld a state law allowing police to arrest people who refuse to give their names. Some 20 states have such laws. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The Supreme Court's ruling came in the case of Larry Heibel, a Nevada cattle rancher who was standing beside his pickup truck on the side of the road, smoking a cigarette, and talking to his 19-year-old daughter through the passenger seat window when Humboldt County Sheriff's Deputy Lee Dove drove up. In an encounter captured on videotape, Dove explained that he was investigating a report of a fight and asked to see some identification. But the cowboy refused, saying he'd done nothing wrong. The policeman thought the rancher looked drunk, and the back and forths quickly escalated, with Dove 11 times asking for identification and Heibel refusing and challenging the policeman to arrest him if he had any evidence of wrongdoing. In the end, Deputy Dove not only arrested Heibel, but also his screaming daughter, whom Dove dragged from the truck. Heibel was subsequently convicted of refusing to identify himself in violation of Nevada law, a crime punishable by up to 6 months in jail. His punishment was only a $250 fine. But Heibel appealed it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, claiming that requiring people to identify themselves to police on pain of imprisonment violates the Constitution. Today, he lost by a 5-4 vote. Writing for the court majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said that since 1968, the Supreme Court has allowed police investigating suspicious circumstances to stop a person briefly and ask questions. But until today, the court has suggested there is no obligation to answer. Today, however, Justice Kennedy said that answering a request to disclose a name is likely to be, quote, insignificant in the scheme of things, whereas for police, learning a name serves important interests. It may inform an officer that a suspect is wanted for another offense or has a history of violence, or it may help clear a suspect's name. Tim Lynch of the Libertarian Cato Institute called today's ruling a murky mess that will send a clear message to average citizens that they no longer have the right to remain silent.
They're not going to know when they can say, I'm sorry, officer, but that's none of your business, and when saying something like that can land them in a jail cell.
But Joel Bertocchi, who represents the National Association of Police Organizations, says that's not so.
This case doesn't stand for the proposition that an officer can walk up to anyone at any time, no matter what they're doing, and demand that they give them their name. It stands for the proposition that as part of a otherwise legitimate investigation, the type that is conducted hundreds, even thousands of times in this country every day, this one measure is permissible.
Stanford Law Professor Barbara Babcock says today's ruling could well lead to police demanding identification from people as they leave a right-wing militia group meeting or a radical Islamist meeting.
The idea that you don't have to give your name to the government has always been one of the defining characteristics of American freedom. You know, that's the sense in which this is a big inroad.
And the Cato Institute's Lynch contends that states will now be emboldened to pass even broader laws demanding not just identification by name, but address and other information. But Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center views today's ruling as relatively narrow.
At the end of the day, the court has not signaled a broad go-ahead sign for states to construct elaborate identification requirements, and that's very important. But at the same time, I think the court has opened the door a bit on a type of police stop and surveillance that has not generally been permitted in this country.
Dissenting from today's ruling were Justices Stevens, Souter, Ginsburg, and Breyer. Said Stevens, in my view, Mr. Heibel was well within his rights when he opted to stand mute. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.